This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, if the past month has left you thinking, what in the world is going on with this weather, you're not alone. I think we were all a bit surprised by the warm temps we saw, but although they're abnormal, they've been a benefit for at least one person. Yesterday, I had a chance to catch up with a farmer from Macoupin County who said the warm weather has been good for both his wheat and his livestock. Today, we'll hear from Mark Rushop about how things are going for his family's farm.
We're ahead of schedule for this time of year. Today's March 1st, and we got the majority of our anhydrous ammonia on. I'm not sure about this coming rain overnight, if we'll finish up today or tomorrow or not. We did have measurable rainfall. I left pretty early this morning, and I don't know what we got. So we've been putting some fertilizer on, and we've been ditching some standing corn stalks we didn't get plowed under last fall. Otherwise, we've been holding back on the tillage because it's been so dry, trying to conserve moisture in the ground, just taking it easy because it is early.
Well, it usually is a good thing to be ahead of schedule other than behind. I know a lot of farmers are in the same boat that you are. I know you do grow a lot of wheat on your farm. How is that looking for you?
The wheat is looking fantastic. We split up higher nitrogen, and so we got our first half on earlier last month, and it's just with these warm temperatures, unseasonably temperatures, it's just looking green as a yard out there. It's beautiful, and we'll probably put the second half on here coming this month.
How many acres of wheat do you have?
Well, we don't have as many as we used to. We got about 45, 50 acres of wheat right now.
Sounds good. Thinking about this year, the way the wheat crop's looking here, the 1st of March, back to last year, do you think it's comparable? Do you think it's better? What are your thoughts, if you could remember?
I know our stand is a lot better this year, for sure. We got it in right. We probably planted a little thicker than we used to, and we're just hoping for the best. With wheat, you never know. It can really change from wheat to wheat, and we're hoping for good yields this year.
Will you then do double crop with the wheat and sow beans, or what are your thoughts? What are your plans for this planting season?
Well, we'll probably bale the majority of it for straw, and because straw's worth quite a bit right now. It's actually worth probably more than a bushel of wheat is. And then we'll probably do some clover down and some wheat, so we'll save that and bale that later this summer. And we'll probably put double crop beans in the majority of it.
Sounds good. I know you also got some livestock on the farm. How are things going with the cows, calving season right now? How are things going?
Yeah, we have a herd of brood cows. They are red Angus, Simmental cross. So we're getting a bunch of little red calves with white faces. They're just adorable. And we haven't had any problems this year. We got about a dozen to 15 on the ground right now. We had a set of twins over the weekend, and they're doing great. The twin heifers, that's kind of uncommon. I guess that twin heifers. And haven't had any problems. And I do have a small herd of sheep. And I finished lambing about 2 weeks ago. And I really was surprised about how many sets of twins I had. Probably 3/4 of the ewes had twins. So it's just been a really great lambing year as well.
Well, definitely exciting to have this warm weather along with the calving season. That usually helps things go quite a bit smoother. Does this take up a lot of your time, the livestock side of things? Is it pretty evenly divided between that and the crop side, or what's your workload like?
It really depends on the time of year. You know, the good weather right now, we've been doing field work, and we've been calving and lambing, and we've also been, you know, maintaining waterways, burning some, reshaping some. Hopefully we get some tile put on some waterways here in the weeks to come yet before planting. We've been cleaning out some along the fields, some brush, you know, pulling trees, you know, just taking care of the land and the edges and maintaining these farms for our renters and ourselves.
So what's your ideal planting date? We're going to talk corn now because we've got wheat with a good stand. It's going to be a while before we double crop beans. So corn-wise, when do you think you're going to get in and get started, or when would you like to?
That's a tough question. I mean, a lot could happen. We're still pretty far out. The weather says, you know, this month, coming month, is supposed to be pretty normal. I don't know what normal means anymore with these temperatures. And you know, next month, they're calling to be wet. So hopefully we just have a normal planting season. Be nice to get in, you know, middle of April, end of April, and have a normal season and get all in the ground in a timely manner and move on. Let's get some good yields out there and good stands.
Any corn planted near you in your area or neighbors that you've heard of? And if you don't want to mention names, that's fine. But is there any planted in your area?
I've heard rumor that some farmers north of Mount Olive, west of Litchfield, have planted about 40, 45 acres. And last week during the, when it was warm out, they stopped by and they were telling us about it. And they said it was, seed was swelling up and starting to come. And well, that's a true experiment. If it stays warm, those guys might get lucky. They might not. That's something rare.
Definitely is. Well, we'll see what happens with that corn crop, and we do wish them the best of luck. We hope things work out. Mark, anything that I've missed, or you think we've pretty much covered everything?
I think we covered about everything. You know, I farm rural Staunton, rural Mount Olive with my dad and brother, and mom, she keeps everyone happy and going. I can't forget to mention them. But yeah, we got a good workforce out there, a family farm, and we all work together to get the job done.
And thanks again to Mark Ruschop of Macoupin County for that farm update. And we'll be back with more Ag News in just a moment. Loan delinquencies and other signs of repayment problems are expected to increase in 2017 among farmers and ranchers. Politico's Ag Report says in spite of that, the farm credit system should be able to weather the downturn in the ag economy. That was the message Farm Credit Administration CEO and Board Chair Dallas Tonsager gave to members of the House Appropriations Ag Subcommittee this week. The Farm Credit Administration oversees the banks in the farm credit system. Lawmakers were looking for some assurances that the farm economy isn't headed for a disaster on par with the 1980s farm crisis that put tens of thousands of farmers out of business. Young farmers just starting out are the biggest concern for the administration, as they don't have capital and valuable assets built up yet. Tonsager says lenders in the farm credit system have a $242 billion portfolio and expect delinquency rates to remain relatively low. He also notes there are more checks in place to ensure that something like the farm crisis of the 1980s doesn't repeat itself. Now we've got some local community events to talk about. First of all, the Highland FFA chapter and alumni are hosting a member auction tonight. Doors open and bidder registration begins at 6 p.m. A free chili dinner will be served, and the member auction will follow dinner in the kennel at Highland High School. FFA members will be auctioned off for a four-hour work period, and buyers will bid on a per-hour basis. And the chapter is also collecting canned food goods for the Highland Food Pantry at the auction. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau is hosting a Veterinary Feed Directive seminar tomorrow. The seminar starts at 9:30 a.m. and will be held at the Farm Bureau building in Carlinville. The seminar is free of charge, but if you'd like to attend, you can give them a call today by calling 217-854-2571. The Central Illinois Livestock Feeders will have their annual dinner dance this Saturday at the Witt Lyons Building. The dinner dance begins at 6, and you can call 217-273-4768 for more information. And finally, the Gillespie FFA chapter is having a cookout this Saturday at Dollar General in Gillespie. Pork chops and pork burgers will be sold from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the chapter is also collecting non-perishable food items for their local food pantry. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.